Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much. Hanging around with me today. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure. As always, I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. But you already knew that, didn't you? Let me introduce you to somebody that I think you might not have met yet, at least not on this show. Hopefully we'll have Louise back many times in the future. Louise LeBrun is a personal life coach, helping people awaken their creativity and as I told you earlier, she helps people look inside of themselves to make sure that they've got all the things moving in the correct direction and all the things that pull us down are sort of cleaned up and gotten rid of. She's the author of Fully Alive, Awakening Health, Humor, Compassion, and Truth, and she joins us from Ottawa, Canada. She's our new friend. Louise, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
It's good to have you here, and I like the things that you say. I like the way you say them. One of the things, Louise, that I've been doing now since 1997 on this show has been to get small business owners to just sort of disengage for a minute from the literal physical parts of their business, the inventory, the cash flow, the employees, the customers, the competition, and all that kind of stuff. Sort of disengage from that just a little bit and spend a little time with themselves, looking inward at their gut, their heart, and their mind, and trying to find their wisdom in all of that. And that's what you do for a living, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And, it's really interesting for me that I started my own business in 1990. And over the last 17 years, what I've done is really created a universe for myself where those kinds of conversations that you're talking about are the kinds of conversations that I'm involved in on a daily basis.
Well, I'm sure that's a lot of fun, and it's very rewarding because, one of the things I found, Louise, is that you can take a person with no capital and maybe even a marginal plan, but somebody who is well-centered, well-balanced, and obviously they've got to have some ability and a lot of energy and faith, but you can take a person like that and they will have more of a chance to make it, I think, and to be successful than somebody with plenty of money and maybe even a pretty good plan, but in my opinion, may not be quite as together inside. And of course I use the word success, Louise, and success, the way I define success is not just money and stuff. I just define it also with a heavy dose of happiness.
I would share everything you're saying, Jim. I think that if we get honest with ourselves, what business is all about, whether it's our own independent businesses or even being an employee of a company, it's really about relationships. And that fundamental relationship that we have with ourselves is actually the platform that we stand on to create relationships with everybody else, our clients, the people that we work with, our colleagues and business partners and associates. And I think without the strength of that core connection, we begin to feel very artificial or inauthentic to people. And I think when that happens, people lose trust, and it affects our business.
Well, there's no question about it. But I want to come back to this, to that term that you used a minute ago, be honest with yourself.
Yes.
Talk to us about that a little bit.
Well, I think that's the toughest. In all the years that I've been working with people, and that's been a long time, that whole thing about being able to get honest with ourselves and to allow the truth of who we are to be revealed to ourselves and other people, I think is a huge challenge for most people, basically because typically our cultural conditioning does not invite and encourage that. It really, as children, we are really encouraged to adapt to and adopt a particular worldview. And even though instinctively it may not be one that we hold as true or real for ourselves, we learn how to be compliant to other people's expectations, and we learn how to toe the line and how to play the game. And there does come a point in time, oftentimes the people that I work with are typically from their late 30s into their mid-50s. We've become so practiced at that point at being other than the truth of who we are, that it feels very unsafe for people inside themselves.
You probably won't be surprised to hear what I'm about to say. I suspect that you know this very well, but I think the average person might be surprised to realize that it might not be easy to be truthful to ourselves, to be honest with ourselves, that you might actually need to have a little help with that. What do you think,
Liz? I would agree with that entirely. You know, there are so many things that become habituated in our lives. So we get into these habits and the rituals that go along with those habits, and we begin to look at that, and it becomes so automatic that oftentimes we have the desire to tell ourselves the truth or to face that truth, but we don't necessarily have the ability to do it. So I think there is a lot to be said for new information. That's one of the reasons why I wrote Fully Alive. There's new information in that book. And engaging in conversations with different people than the ones that we typically are in conversation with on a regular basis, who tend to actually reinforce our habituated ways of moving through the world.
One of your keys to making it happen, as you call it, in your term. I'm going to skip one for a minute and go right to number two, and that's humor.
Yeah.
I think the single thing that gets me closer to being truthful to myself is humor, because I actually enjoy laughing at myself. And I have this little thing that I say, that if I didn't laugh at myself, I'd miss some of the best laughs of my life.
I can share that view.
Yeah, and so what I'm getting at is, if I can laugh at myself, and I mean when there's, you know, when the tree falls in the forest, can I still laugh at myself? You know, yeah, and when there's nobody else around, and so by doing that, by really having a little, you know, a comedy moment there with myself, that sort of breaks down the barriers that I might put up for myself.
Well, you know, I think that we human beings are very, very funny. And one of the there was a time when I used to spend a lot of my days working in the field of addiction. And one of the things that I discovered very early is that addiction is very funny unless you're caught in it.
Yeah.
But typically, there are lots of things that we do that we could really get a chuckle out of. And I think one of the things that really gets in the way of that is we're back to that other conversation about safety. Because oftentimes, the things that you and I might do that we might laugh at create shame.
Yeah. But that's my point, see. If you can get to the point where you can get beyond that, that's where the truth lies, I think.
I agree with that entirely.
Stand by. 20 after. We're going to be right back with Louise LeBrun, the author of Fully Alive. It's a cool book, folks. Do you have the courage to read this book?
Jim, this is Annabelle Dodd, author of The Essential Guide to Telecommunications. Congratulations on 10 years of having fun.
Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blessingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're having a great visit with our new friend, soon-to-be old friend, Louise LeBrun, the author of Fully Alive. And folks, just in case you, and those of you who have been listening for a long time know how much I laugh at myself on this show. How much, you know, I've been watching my clock all these years, and sometimes I still can't tell time. And, you know, how funny is that? Anyway, I'm reading and looking at Louise's book, and the subtitle is Awakening Health, Humor, Compassion, and Truth. So, Louise, they call me the comma man around here because I stick commas everywhere when I write. And so I stuck a comma after awakening. And it's not awakening, comma, health, comma, folks. It's awakening health, comma. And so Louise, let's have a big laugh on me right here. Because here's what's funny, folks. I mentioned a minute ago about the five keys to making it happen. She said, "What key? What five keys? There are only four." So anyway, but I can't wait to hear about the awakening health thing. But before we do, you have to give us your website. Tell us where your book's available.
It's available at the website is louiselebrun.com. That's LEBRUN.com. It can be purchased online off the website, and it's also available through Amazon.com.
All right, so check that out, folks. And again, I'm gonna ask you. I'm gonna give you a little challenge. Are you courageous enough to read this book? And you won't need a lot of courage, but I think you'll find yourself in this book, and it will help you. But I gotta know what awakening no comma health means.
Well, it's actually awakening health, humor, compassion, truth. So it's awakening all four of those things in our lives. So the one that you're talking about, you know, awakening humor in our lives, I think all of those things, to awaken any of them, it really does take courage. And I think it really does take a capacity to give ourselves permission, which is not easy for a lot of us because we become very adept at doing what other people expect us to do and are often greatly rewarded for that.
How do we awake health?
How do you awaken health? I think in the body, my belief about it is that health and physical and emotional well-being are actually the natural state of being human. And oftentimes we develop stress-related illnesses or we develop physiological cues in the body, what today are considered cancer or diabetes or a number of other things that are really on the rise in our culture. Awakening health is actually the notion of being able to engage with ourselves in that truth that you speak of, in our capacity for humor, for example, and to actually awaken health and bring health back into expression in the physical body.
Do you think it's possible to demand health of yourself?
Well, I think it's really, I think when we attempt to demand anything of ourselves, there is a certain degree of resistance. None of us like to...
The reason I say that is I refuse to be sick.
Well, I think that's a pretty good way to live.
Do you think it's possible to will yourself to health?
Yeah, I do, actually, because I think health, like illness, is a state of mind.
It can be, can it?
Yes, it can.
I just can't stand... See, I'm kind of like Data on Star Trek, The Next Generation. I don't like to sleep because I don't want to miss anything. And if I get sick, I'm going to miss stuff, and I don't like that.
You must have been a challenge on Christmas Eve.
Oh, I was a challenge 365 days a year. In fact, that really hasn't changed after all these years. But seriously, I mean, I don't want to. I just refuse. Whenever I start feeling bad, I just say, "Don't do that."
Right.
And I just will myself. And you know, I was born with good protoplasm. I admit that. But still, I do think you can give into it, don't you?
Yes, I do. I think there's a fine line, though, between the notion of willing, as in determination, and you can also attach the notion tied to this idea of willing ourselves to be well. It actually creates a stress in the body if the body's not responding.
Mm-hmm.
So the language that I might use might be a bit different from yours. I may speak more to the ideas of inviting, allowing ourselves to invite health in the body.
Well, see, that's the difference between girl language and guy language, I think, Louise. Now, you got to admit, there's something to that, isn't there?
Well, you know, I think there is room for a gentler world, don't you?
There's no question about it. No, there's no question about it. But here's the thing. Isn't we talked about humor a minute ago. If you awaken humor, that goes a long way to awakening all these other things, doesn't it? The
yes,
health,
it
compassion,
does.
And the truth.
Yes, it does.
We talked about it, three things, but not compassion. Talk about compassion. How do we awaken that?
Well, I think where compassion starts, just like relationships and our capacity for relationships, where it starts is with some compassion for ourselves. We are so hard on ourselves most of the time and so demanding of ourselves. And when we quote-unquote screw up, I think when we look at that and we begin to notice there's actually intelligence behind our experiences of what we might call failing. And to be able to be kinder to ourselves and have some compassion for ourselves and give ourselves a break, you know, create some space for ourselves to be able to think differently and to allow ourselves to test things that may not be proven or tried and true, but they're often the things that make our lives much more interesting to live.
And doesn't humor help us with that?
Yeah, absolutely.
Because if I can laugh at myself, I can come near laughing at you, and where there's humor, there can be compassion, I think.
I agree with you. And, you know, that big belly laugh, you know, when you have a really good laugh about something, it's like this huge sigh is released in the body, and there's a huge amount of stress that leaves the body.
It's medicinal, isn't it?
It sure is.
Give us that website again, Louise.
LouiseLebrun.com.
The book is called Fully Alive. Take out the commas, folks. Don't put all the ones I put in there. It's Louise, will you come back another day? I've had fun.
I'd I'd love to do it. It'd be a pleasure.
Yeah. Louise LeBrun, ladies and gentlemen, Happy New Year. Quick break. Right back after these messages. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.